Royer, right wing for Simara, fails to connect as the buzzer sounds, and it's all over. Here at the Cape Cod Coliseum, the Cubs have lost by a score of 3-1 and have been beaten by the Syracuse Blazers in four straight games, and Pierre Chagnon is off the bench to lead the handshakes here as the two teams line up at center ice. The hockey tradition and a standing ovation from the crowd here at the Cape Cod Coliseum as the Cubs and the Blazers exchange the handshakes here at center ice. And Chagnon winning the Rays of Syracuse. They played a great series. Chagnon did. Ron Ingram shakes the hand of Pierre Chagnon. And the Blazers now move on to the Walker Cup Finals. And the hockey season for Cape Cod is over. But a standing ovation after a great season here in Cape Cod. And the Blazers go on to the finals. Reg Krasinski shaking hands with Ron Ingram. And when it's all over, the emotions and the hostilities sort of stop all of a sudden. All right, back with our wrap-up in a moment. And I know I speak for a lot of people in thanking you for your contributions in making this a great hockey organization on the ice prior to your unfortunate injury and up here in the booth. And a lot of people share our hopes that you're going to be back on the ice come next fall.
Well, John, it was very nice this year, and enjoyed every minute of it. I felt sorry when I got hurt. It was a bad break. I thought everything was going fine for me and the team. And you know, you get those bad breaks. What can you do about it? That's the name of the game. You know, sometimes nothing happens during the season, and sometimes something puts you out for a year. So, John, the only thing I can say, I'll be in shape, and I'll be playing hockey next year. So I'll be in great shape. I'm telling you, my operation was a success. I've been training, and the knee's getting better every day. And you can be sure that I'll be in tough shape for next hockey season.
John went along with Rolly Camper, full in Cinderella-type story for the Cape Cod Cubs, ends here this evening with elimination at the hands of the Syracuse Blazers. Might take a couple of moments to reflect on this season, which began back in September with the finishing touches put on this beautiful Coliseum, one of the largest facility in southeastern Massachusetts, a building which reflected the changing nature of Cape Cod, a year-round area of residence, a new suburb of Boston, if you will, and a pro franchise here of the Cape Cod Cubs in the Eastern Hockey League, which became immediately successful. A great start for the team, you'll recall. In October and November, they jumped off to a quick lead after over the Long Island Ducks and other competitors in the Central Division. As the team was put together around some boys that were brought in from all directions. Quebec surfaced Luc Simard, Jacques Royer. The New England League surfaced Pierre Chagnon. North Bay, Ontario came up with Jimmy Sherritt and Bart Fahlgren, at the start of the season, goaltender Bob Dupuy. And then the Rangers chipped in with Jim Iveson and later Alec Kogler. The Bruins, Brian Coates, Paul Paris, and Joe Mulcahy. Then as the season progressed, a leveling off point in December, the Cubs hit a slump a bit, and the race tightened up. The injury to Rolly Campo at defense became a big problem spot all of a sudden. Rick Barefoot was out for 2 weeks. As the Barefoot came to Cape Cod from the Rochester Americans camp, along with Mike McNiven and Bob Murphy. So on Christmas Day, the trade for Big Reg Krasinski was consummated, you'll recall, and Krasinski came along to fill a big plug at defense as far as the Cubs were concerned. The month of January was about 500, but February, the Cubs hit high gear again and began rolling. The race was as tight as a drum. You'll recall the Cubs fell into second place on that Saturday night here on February 3rd at the Coliseum. They lost to the Rhode Island Eagles 8-7, a wide-open game. Cubs were in second place that night, but from then on in, the month of February was all theirs, and they stormed into the lead and won the Central Division Championship by tying the Rhode Island Eagles before 4,511 here at the Cape Cod Coliseum in the latter part of February. And it capped off just a glorious season of hockey for Cape Cod. The Walker Cup playoffs, a first-round sweep of the Long Island Ducks, and testing the Blazers here, giving them a tough series before being knocked out in four straight. So that's a capsule view of what was a very exciting season. I'd like to take a moment to mention the front office work of Cubs president Dick Thurio, the coaching of Bronco Horvath, who proved to be a great organizer of this talent that came in from all directions, molding a championship team out of an expansion group unheard of in pro hockey. Horvath, a very visible and colorful figure, a great National Hockey League career, and Bronk did a great job with this club. And I might say personally, I've dealt with a lot of coaches in a number of years in broadcasting, and never have I dealt with anybody who was as open and with me and dealt with me as fairly as Bronco Horvath, and to that I am deeply appreciative indeed. The Cape Cod Cub players, to a man, made themselves available to me in our broadcast here during the course of the season. We'd like to also mention that. I was always lurking around with a tape recorder looking for a comment, an interview, a station promotion, and the fellows were always ready and willing to do it. And that made my job a lot easier, and also the enjoyment of our fans along the line, I think, and trust getting to hear from the Cubs themselves from time to time. Our thanks to our sponsors who made a commitment here with us. We hope they enjoy the action down the line, and hope that being on the Cape Cod Cub broadcasts helped their business, and we suggest you patronize the people who are with us here on the network. And last, but certainly not least, my colleagues back at WCOD for all their great help in the Cub productions, led by Dick Timer on the board most of the time, backed up by Stephen and David Albahari and also Tony Simon. Without their great assistance behind the scenes, back at the studio, our great successful year of Cub broadcasts would not have been possible. So that's just about it. I think I've come to the end of the line after 84 hockey play-by-play broadcasts on this 1972-73 season. I can't think of one more word to say except thanks for your great support. You've been listening to the Cape Cod Cubs Walker Cup postgame show. John Wedelow speaking for the Cape Cod Cubs Hockey Network, reminding you of tonight's final score again. The Cubs eliminated by Syracuse in the semifinals in four straight games. The final tonight, Syracuse 3, Cape Cod 1. Goodbye, everybody. This is the Cape Cod Cubs Hockey Network.